This is VOA News. I'm Gene Randall. Health authorities in the United States are closely watching for new signs of the deadly coronavirus. In China, the death toll stands at 41. Nearly 1,300 confirmed cases spread across 29 provinces and cities. 15 medical workers are among those who have been infected. One Chinese doctor has died. Two cases of the infection have been identified here in the United States. AP correspondent Mike Gracia has a report.
With officials in China now saying the number of people infected with the new virus has jumped, officials in the U.S. are urging calm. A second case has been reported in the U.S., a Chicago woman in her 60s who was hospitalized in isolation after returning from China. Dr. Anthony Fauci of the National Institutes of Health.
I don't think we should jump ahead and project what's going to happen. You just got to take it one step at a time.
Meanwhile, Australia announced its first case Saturday. Three cases in France are the first reported in Europe. The new virus comes from a large family of what are known as coronaviruses. I'm Mike Gracia.
Meanwhile, in the Chinese city of Wuhan, where it's believed the new virus originated, authorities have tightened emergency rules to deal with the crisis. With air and rail service in and out of Wuhan already shut down, today most vehicles, including private cars, have been ordered out of the downtown area. State media say that only authorized vehicles carrying supplies and other necessities would be allowed access to the city center. All of this has caused cancellations for a host of China's planned Lunar New Year celebrations, affecting millions of people. In Turkey, emergency officials today said the death toll from yesterday's strong earthquake that rocked eastern Turkey has climbed to 21, with more than 1,000 people injured. Rescue workers continue searching for dozens of victims, believed to be buried under the rubble of collapsed buildings in below freezing temperatures. Mosques, schools, sports halls, and student dormitories were open for hundreds who fled their homes after the quake. Some people are still living in tents. More news at VOAnews.com online. From Washington.